You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It is a Friday. Another week is coming to an end, Harry, and it's flying by fast. By the way, it's my son AJ's, my son Chris's birthday
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
Christopher John Bruno, my middle child, his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
39 today, Harry. 39.
All right, now I've just been notified.
Yes.
That one of the guys in my group dropped out.
Which group?
To play golf tomorrow at noon.
Noon? Where?
Wow. You're requested.
Wow.
No.
Tony,
you
gotta go.
It's put up or shut up time for Tony
yes,
Bruno.
Yes, it is.
You're wearing the shirt.
I got the shirt on. I got my
Boston
Scott shirt on.
You can wear that 2 days in a row, by the way.
I can wear it. I can wear the other one. I'll switch it. At the ninth hole, I'll turn it. I'll put a new shirt on. I'll bust the club head off like DeChambeau.
Well, then you'd
yesterday.
Have to bring a mask because you'd have to go into the locker room to do that.
No, I'm going
to
have an extra. I'm not going to be. Do I have to carry the legal amount of clubs, Harry?
No. Bring as many as you want.
I'm going to fill the bag. We're playing the winter rules?
Yeah.
We're playing winter rules?
Regulation size course?
You're going to regret this.
I already do.
Yeah, right.
I need to get out there and let that baby eat. I need to let my loud mouth bag out there.
Right.
Where are we playing, huh?
At my club.
Is Chris Hansen still the man in charge there?
He's still there, yes.
Will he be there tomorrow?
He'll be on the premises. He'll be on property, as
on
they
property.
Say.
On property. Beautiful, yeah. Man. I may be ready to go, Harry.
All right.
Depending on if I'm dizzy. I mean, you know, if I swing too hard on the first tee, Harry,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to be dizzy. I may fall
right,
over.
I don't want to hear you bitching and moaning the whole way
I'm
through.
Not, Harry. I'm going to tell you right now. I have not swung a golf club in years, and I will go out there, and I will not be disgraceful tomorrow. You have my guarantee on it.
Well, I don't care how you play. I just don't want to hear you complaining.
What I complain about? It's not my style. Come on, man.
There's no way that happens.
Between 2:30 and 3 o'clock today, all I heard was complaining.
Because I haven't been – I've been a little – by the way, they got the empty, and that has been pulled now. They're in the final minute of play, Harry.
This is it for Nashville.
Arizona and Nashville and a save there as the Nashville Predators trying to pull this out to keep the series alive on the verge of elimination. 38 seconds left, Harry. How about
that?
That
was a good look right
there.
Yeah,
and a good block.
The defenseman or forward knocked that down.
Number 33 went down and took that one right in the family jewels, it looked like, Harry. But then the goaltender got a hold of it, and that, of course, is Kuechler. Is that who it is? Who's the goal? What's the goalie's name in Arizona?
Mertitus. Yeah.
Not Jason. Or is it?
I'm not going to outplay Harry. Harry plays all the time. Darcy Kempner. Thank you, Ice Rink.
Oh, it's Kempner?
Kempner. Okay. Q-U-E-M-P-E-R. Darcy Kempner, and our great hockey aficionado. But Osterley with a drive. It was a bouncing, flying, fluttering puck. And it looked like it was going to go in. Oh, they did. That was the one they scored the third goal on to give them the lead. So it's still 3-2. Last chance in the final seconds now with a timeout. And your Nashville Predators, 44 saves today. He had 40 saves in Game 1, 39 saves in Game 3. That's the three highest save totals of the season for Darcy Kempner, Harry.
Kemper, yeah, it looks like. I don't think there's
Kemper,
an N
yes.
in there. But you know what they call that. He's been doing everything but standing
on his head.
Yes,
exactly right. And you know what they say, Harry? You get a hot goaler, anything can happen in the postseason.
Ride him all the way to the
cup. Books out the window, man.
That's exactly right. This is why hockey is a great sport. Everybody thought this was easy for Nashville, right? How many people took the Arizona Coyotes in this series?
Couch guy.
He didn't take the Arizona Coyotes.
No, I got no action on that.
People in Arizona didn't have any faith in the Coyotes this year.
Couch guy hates hockey.
I like hockey. My dad's a big Rangers fan, so they had an early
action. Well, that's not hockey. Rangers are about to make major moves.
You know what the Rangers are doing today? You know, playing golf.
Exactly.
That's right. Yes, exactly. We may see them out there tomorrow morning there, huh? Now, can I wear shorts or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know what the protocol was.
Do you have golf shoes?
Yes, he has.
I got the hard spikes. Am I allowed to wear those?
No, I don't.
Hard spikes. He's coming with hard spikes in a minute.
Could you imagine him walking down the carpet and you hear him? Like, what is
that? I still have metal spikes.
Tearing up the clubhouse inside.
I got my own little wrench. I can take them off and put new ones in. Come on, eh? I got the wingtip foot joists.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With the little flap over the...
Absolutely. Come on, eh?
All right, so here's the biggest...
You got to kick it old school when you go out with Tony Bruno, man.
Who are you, Lee Trevino? You got a rope on your hat, too,
yeah, I'm gonna
I bet,
do a
right?
Chichi Rodriguez when I make a birdie putt. I'm going to get that, and I'm going to slay the bull and stick the picador right in that sumbitch.
What's the over-under on golf balls lost by Tony Bruno tomorrow if he plays 18?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, he has an entire box upstairs. So
I mean, there is quite a bit of out-of-bounds on this place. Like, the first four holes have OB left.
Oh, man.
It's a tough start.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I usually slice though, so I don't normally hook the ball. So if I slice it, am I in danger on this course? I don't mean like wicked.
You slice it on the first hole, you're going to be in the pine trees. You slice it on the second hole, you'll be on the eighth fairway.
And they have tied the game with 31 seconds left with the goalie pulled, and your Nashville Predators get the equalizer, as they say in hockey, Harry. How about that, man?
Where's the horn? Now it's time
for
the horn.
Was it Forsberg?
Now, Tony, whatever you do, promise me that you don't slip like Harry did on the pine cones.
There's no acorns. It's too early for acorns.
Okay. I'm going to need an acorn stair lift, though, probably after the round. No. You know those things that take you up the side of your staircase? Yeah. Aren't they called air corn lift?
Yes.
So the puck almost left the zone, and it kept it in, and then a shot.
Forsberg
from the left circle. As that puck was going to leave the zone, heading toward an empty net at the other end, and now looks like we're going to go overtime. But here come the Arizona Coyotes. They're not quitting, Harry. They're going to try to win this in regulation, keeping it in. In the right circle, centering feed, and it goes to the corner, and it's going to be kept in. Kept in by the Arizona Coyotes. Can they get one more
shot?
5 seconds
left.
No, it's not going to happen. We are going to go overtime, 3-on-3, Harry, in an elimination game. Arizona-Nashville, knotted up at 3-3. Phil Kessel with a goal, first of his series. How about Phil Kessel, Harry? Wherever he goes, man, that guy has an impact.
Yeah.
And Matt Duchene with a power play goal, and it is 3-3.
He doesn't look like an athlete, man, Phil Kessel.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, but he's got some of the best mitts, pair of hands in the league.
Oh, so they're going to go 5-on-5. They use this. Thank you, Joe, because they will use 5-on-5. They use playoff overtime rules in these round robins, Harry.
This isn't a round
robin. No, the Nashville series. That's not a round robin. That's a qualifying round series, just like this one is with Pittsburgh and Montreal. Okay. You got a 5-12. And then you got a 5-12 in the other series. So I thought
they do regular overtime.
Right. In the round robins, they do the 3-on-3.
Right, the Flyers, overtime. Bruins,
correct.
Flyers. Yeah, okay.
And then they go into a shootout if they're tied after the 3-on-3 extra period. So they're going to do 5-on-5, and it's still scoreless in the second period with Pittsburgh and Montreal in that series, Harry. That's good knowledge right there, man.
All right, now Dean in Clearwater sends me a picture, and he's challenging Jort's guy.
What to what?
To a basketball game.
Come on.
Tell George's guy I have my Kyrie's laced up if he wants some. That's the
message. The fact that he has Kyrie's is, yeah. says it all right there.
Well, I'm just passing along the message.
Dude, I am laying my entire next five paychecks on Rothstein right there.
Is that right?
That is absolutely right.
You get paychecks?
Nah, well, yeah.
So he's got nothing at stake, essentially.
Whatever crumb comes my way eventually, I'm laying on Rothstein.
Just don't go into a parking lot in Dunedin. That's not that far from Tampa
Bay. No,
it's
not.
Because Dean lives in Clearwater Beach.
Yeah.
You go out there, man, you're going to get in trouble if you're sitting in your car whapping it, flapping it, and fapping it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Believable, man. Last sneakers I bought were Starburys at Dave & Barry's.
They were like $15.
I know. They were quality items right there, huh?
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Starburys, man. You know where they were made, right?
China.
Exactly right.
He played over there.
He now has a statue.
He was a star over there, wasn't he?
There's a statue of him?
In China. Yeah. Yes.
They'll never tear that down in China. No. I'll tell you that right now. Nope. Anyway, Eitan, now do we know where Eitan is? So I've officially, now this is an official invite, huh?
Yes.
Is this a sympathy invite?
No.
Yes.
It's multiple, because this way I can stay home and I am invoking the rule that I need help down here to get ready for stuff. So I'm going to have people in here working.
So
while
is this
you
your attempt
out.
To try to get me out of the house?
Yes.
Harry, is this a conspiracy theory of some sort?
Does this mean I just got drafted?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
See you tomorrow.
No, it is not a conspiracy theory.
No, it wasn't. I just thought it would be a great idea to get you out of the house, and I asked if there was any availability, and he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm already playing, and we have foursomes, and then somebody just dropped out. So
what
it worked out.
What time is the tee off there?
Noon.
I think I can make. How's the traffic going to be? Which way should I go?
It's going to suck.
No, it's Saturday morning? Dude, do I have to wear a mask?
If you go inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Go inside where?
The clubhouse.
You're going to have to bring a mask like you do everywhere.
I always bring a mask, Robin. Relax.
Yeah.
Jesus. Meanwhile, we're in the second period, 5 minutes in now, Montreal and Pittsburgh. And the Canadiens up 2-1. They can eliminate your Pittsburgh Penguins, Harry. And then later on tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets with a 2-1 lead. They can finish that series off in the Toronto Maple Leafs, eh? These are some incredible results here in these best of fives.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you know, that Blue Jackets game last night was phenomenal.
Except for Couch Guy. But it was a bad night last night. He had the Blue Jackets, who looked like they were going to get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the Yankees, who were softer than their fans, worrying about a couple of guys with air horns. And by the way, the air horns weren't going off a lot.
No.
They weren't. I was watching the game.
It's totally overblown.
It's ridiculous, man.
Totally overblown.
Totally. I do think they also had a loudspeaker because I could...
No, they had one of those protests. There was a peaceful protest. They should have just said they were peacefully protesting outside the stadium.
That would have been fine.
Yeah.
I would have recanted my earlier statements.
Now, if they had broken through the gate and stormed the field... And then we're chanting and
but
painting
if they were
and spray painting the field.
There are protesters on the field.
If they were screaming the entire time while doing all that, they were peaceful, then I would have nothing else to say because they're telling me they're peaceful, even though their actions are not.
Why didn't someone from the Yankees just say this?
Make your move, partner.
Make your
That's
move
right.
is right, Bobby Bonilla. Make your move. Now, we got a game about to start, Harry. The Kings and the Nets. Sacramento Kings and the Brooklyn Nets. You just throw out the record books, the programs, the score sheets.
Yeah.
Anything you need to know, even the TV remote, if you were planning on wild. Well, Sacramento's still hanging in, Harry. They're still mathematically alive.
Yeah, they've got some entertaining players, but
exactly.
I'm not interested in
the
that
Grizzlies
game at all.
And Thunder are playing. Grizzlies up 63-60, Harry, at halftime now. So the Grizzlies, one last gasp effort, I think, here to try to make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Pelicans play later on against the Wizards, and Zion's not even going to play in that game.
What do we have, about another week left until the actual playoffs?
Yes, next week.
Yeah.
Next week the playoffs will start in hockey and in the NBA, and then this time it'll count. So every game will be huge then.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, they had to do this. They had to play games to get back into the – you know, we're seeing a lot of guys, especially important players. We've seen a lot of players getting hurt too, Harry. We're seeing a lot of players get hurt. We're seeing a lot of baseball players get hurt too. Early in the season.
And did you see Nick Markakis, who came back
Hit a home run.
Hit a home run in his first game for the Braves.
Exactly right.
Tony, people are starting to talk about what they are drinking as they're joining us for Drink Along Friday. Lambeau 1919 just finished my first happy hour pour. We're down here sipping Conor McGregor Irish whiskey with cran pineapple juice and lime.
Wow.
That sounds good to me, Harry. Although I'm not a big whiskey guy. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to have a flask tomorrow in your bag?
I do have a golden. I have a silver flask with my initials in it. That I could look upper crust.
Right. Just remember to wear sunscreen.
Should I have an ascot on?
No.
How about Boston Scott?
This is a working man's club.
It's a working man's club?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Working man's club. We're coming right back. Speaking of working men, nobody works harder than Eitan Shander.
No, that's exactly right.
Is he going to be there tomorrow?
No.
How do you know?
He'll probably be playing. He'll be playing at his place.
He needs to come over and watch. Maybe film. We need a videographer for this, Harry. We need to get somebody outside the ropes. We're coming right back. Stick around with Eitan.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Mark Schlereth continues to talk with us.
Hey, Mark, what's your take on the Dak Prescott situation? Obviously, he's going to play this year under the franchise tag.
The thing that drove me crazy about the whole Dak Prescott situation was, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they kept releasing the contract terms. One thing I know about players...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And agents, they don't release a contract term unless they're going to sign it. They don't say, hey, look, we got this money, but we're not going to sign it because it's not enough money. And the thing that drives me crazy about organizations is they all claim salary cap victim. The salary cap can totally be manipulated. You can pay anybody that you want to pay. That's the way the salary cap works. You can always find money. You can manipulate the cap. You can redo other people's contracts. Just look at Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, with Chris Jones. If your intent is to get it done, you'll find a way to get it done.
Into the night with...
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your
power,
beautiful. And I have pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Wow. Harry, this is the Harry Mays pour here. On the second of our weekly Friday final hour.
Friday drink-along.
Friday drink-along. This is a heavy pour. See, I would not have put that much vodka in. But luckily, I'm not driving till noon, about 10 o'clock. I just did it around 10 and hit like a couple buckets. What do you think, man?
Just get there by like 11:15.
No, I need to get there at 10. I need to start pounding 10. Balls off the range. I need to go on the putting green. I need a little chipping practice. I'm going to flip them up there. Got to get that little.
Yeah, but are you going to be like narrating the whole thing all the time?
No.
Because that's not going to fly.
I will scream it's in the hole on a par three if I get close. I will scream.
I'm going to get a letter.
Mashed potatoes if I put one in.
I'm going to get a letter.
A letter.
Hey, Harry, thanks for being a great member over the past few years, but today was your last round.
Right.
By the way, yes, let's go to this. Will
best
be me.
Wishes.
This will be me and Harry after I have baked beans tonight for dinner, and we go out there, and I just absolutely crack one off the tee box at 2.
Now, hey, Mr. Mays, there was poop and feces all over the third tee box.
I'll be slamming the truck at the end of the day. There's no doubt about that tomorrow.
One of our neighbors saw one of your guests on 3 peeing in their yard.
That's going to be one of our guests. One of your guests on 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 18.
You know, he was peeing on the green.
I'm going to run down to Chip's Nappers and pick up a flight of Ortlieb, Schmitz, and Peel's Light, Harry.
Great.
To bring out to the track.
Fantastic.
You know, Couch Guy, rather than you coming here and helping with the reconfiguration of the studio.
I got to go be a POC.
We might need you to go there and videotape.
No, there's no videotape.
Harry is out on that.
No,
no cameras
Couch Guy
allowed.
Will not be allowed on the premises.
Now, will there be a cart girl? Will there be beverages?
There might be. Depends.
What do you mean there might
well,
be?
Well, last weekend there wasn't.
Why?
It's hit and miss.
This is a private club, man. This is a fine establishment.
I find myself saying the same thing.
There is a halfway house, though, right?
No, the halfway house. You're back at the clubhouse for the second half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's you start 1 and 9, start at 10? I need a halfway house, Harry. I may need one after tonight's show. I may have to go down to right around the corner there at Broad and Snyder.
I tried texting Eitan.
What happened?
I've got no response.
Oh, are
he
you
says,
serious?
Now he just says, I'm in a meeting.
A meeting?
A meeting.
Oh, no, now he's here.
Oh, he's in the meeting. I got you.
The meeting?
Yeah. Because last week, didn't he have a
not
job
the
interview?
Meeting. Yeah, he had a
last
job
week,
interview.
He had a job interview.
But he's not coming.
He says he can't see anyone.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he is. It looks like a chick from an eHarmony. Oh, that's not him. That's a TV show.
Oh, look at what happened to his face?
Where is he? I don't see him.
Hold on, I have to change it for you guys. So
I know
that
we
you
had the hockey game on. We got it. We
I'm right here. I can hear you.
Okay, we can't see you though, man. I hear you. Did you hear the breaking news today, Eitan?
No.
God knows what it is, but I did not hear
this
it.
This is breaking news. This is bigger than Harry having played at Pine Valley the other day. This could be bigger. Well, this is something
this
that should be
Pine
on.
Pine Crest, right? It's Pine Valley he was talking about?
Yes.
No, Pine Valley, not Pine Crest. No. He played Pine Valley
Pine
yesterday.
Crest.
And tomorrow I will be coming out of retirement. I'll be taking my enormous bag and a bunch of X-out balls as Eitan is on the beach somewhere. And Harry
yes,
and I will be spanking Whitey tomorrow at Plymouth Valley.
You
at
can't
the 12,
say that anymore.
At the
1912
Overture Club.
Wait a second. Is this the breaking news? You have come out of retirement to swing
yes.
a couple of sticks?
Yes, I will be out there.
Wow. And will this be on film? Can
no.
we watch this
There's
somehow?
No film.
People okay. are demanding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't care what people demand.
I am.
Okay?
Yeah, seriously.
I what happens
care.
When I birdie and nobody sees it, Harry?
Trust
I want.
Me.
I want.
I mean.
Now, can we have spectators on the say a gallery finds out tomorrow and they all go there like the guys with the horns at the
yeah.
Phillies game last night? What
right.
happens Van if the Dennis. Horn guys show
yeah.
up?
Yeah. yeah. Well,
Harry, the over under for your days left of membership
yeah.
here is 2.5, dude.
Listen,
you're in trouble.
I played on some of the great. I played Pebble Beach. I played. You name the courses, I've been there. Except
played
Pine
Marion.
Valley. I played Marion. I played some of the great
Marion's
tracks.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Lahore, I played at the
Torrey
L.A.
Pines.
Country Club.
Torrey
Pines. Pelican Hill. I mean, you name it. I understand.
Not Mullica Hill.
Not Mullica Hill, no. I did have a couple of chicks down there who had a horse farm. They were hot back in the day. I go down to Mullica Hill. Some rich chicks down there with horses. You know what happens.
Is that horse
strawberries.
Farm central down there?
It
Mullica
is horse
Hill?
Farm.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely, man. You go to that
wow.
Cowtown Rodeo down in that area? Have you been down
there? That's right. I've driven past it many a times. I've never walked in.
And then you go past Mike Trout's spot down there in Millville and Vineland in that area right there. You get some fresh eggplants. You know, that's the eggplant capital of the world. You know that.
Is that right?
Yes.
I did not know.
More eggplants
sweet
are grown.
Sweet corn and eggplants?
Yes,
is
that's
that
great.
Right?
That's great. That's why it's the Garden State. Why do you think they call Jersey the Garden State, Harry?
Blueberries in Hammonton.
So now I'm interested. This Eitan's background is pretty
nice. Yeah,
that's
great. I want to be there, man.
Where is that? Is that a specific beach or is it just generic?
No. Oh, it's my. I'm on the beach right now. No golf today. I'm on my honeymoon.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Right.
That doesn't look like Sea Isle City to me.
He's honeymooning in Abington Township.
I'm in Maui.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't look like Maui either. That looks more Caribbean.
It is the stock video that you have with Zoom.
I thought you were going to tell me you just got the job to replace John Gruden on the Corona Hotline from the beach. Corona Hotline.
No, but I tell you this. I will break what I'm allowed to. I'm not allowed to yet, but I can break quasi news. I can't do it just yet as far as the specifics, but I am about to take on a sixth job.
A sixth job?
Yes.
All right. So well, first.
Breaking news.
First, detail all the first five, because I can't even keep track. So let's go one through five and then break the news on six.
Well, I right now host the two radio shows, which is the Sports Map radio show, the iHeart radio show. Then I write for Philly Voice, this website, Odds Checker. And then I do the morning hits for Good Day, you know, a couple days a week.
Not Microphone Checker. You're not doing that gig now. Have you appeared
not anymore.
Did you appear in the WAP video?
You know, I haven't seen that, and I don't think I will see
it. Oh, yeah, you got to watch it. It's awesome.
On,
it's great.
I'm not a fan, though. I seek out stuff that I'm a fan of. I'm not a fan of them.
It's not about being a fan. It's like you're having – that's how you have pop culture knowledge.
I am a fan.
You have to watch stuff you don't care about, but you have to know about it. It's like the big deal, man. It's a big deal out there. Come on, man.
Is that it?
All right, what's number six?
Well, number six, that's my point, is I can't be specific, but when I can be specific, I'll break it here on this show.
Well, what does it have to do with it? Is it another radio show?
No, it's actually television related.
Television related?
Oh, now, was this
going
the interview
the 17,
that you had before?
Wait a minute. You're going to replace the 17 fired employees at NBC Sports Philadelphia?
No.
You're going to do an infomercial selling Ginsu Knives on NBC Sports Philadelphia when they don't have sports, which is pretty much most of the day now.
No, but actually, to be fair, I have sent and have yet to hear back a resume a couple of times over with a TV reel to QVC. So maybe, you know.
QVC just laid off like most of the people that work down there. They're Home Shopping Network, I think, owns them now, and they laid off everybody.
Oh, wow.
I just bought QVC's
the other way around.
Was it Home Shopping Network up here in
No.
QVC's headquarters was in Westchester, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, they laid off a ton of people.
It's an outrage, man. How am I going to buy another, what do you call it, fryer?
I hope that...
air fryer.
The Wen girl that we know that used to be one of the
97.5
girls.
Gina Gannon?
Gina Gannon.
She was on QVC forever. I hope she wasn't one of the ones.
So they have like QVC 1, 2, and 3. They have Home Shopping Network 1.
Again.
Like HSN Ocho, I think they're going to have soon. The Ocho.
That's right. Now, what would be sold on the Ocho for HSN? Like, imagine the product that couldn't make it on the first six.
No, when I'm flipping around at night, it seems like all of their stuff that they're selling now is all pre-recorded stuff because they can't get anybody in the studios. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised of all the things that you've done, and you have such a wide career of achievement that you've never appeared on a QVC show.
I wanted to. I wanted to go out there. I would go on and do a late night pimp. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any products
to pimp.
Think
about, though, how perfect Tony would be selling something because his mind works in such weird ways that he would constantly be coming up with totally obscure things to talk about a product with.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just be jumping all over the place, and it would appeal to no matter who was watching.
Now, Twitch stream, Scrapple Joe, it says, Eitan selling tchotchkes on the beach to tourists behind him.
His mixtapes.
And then the other one I like, Bob from Valley Forge, who's one of our favorite guys. He says, checking IDs at the Purple Orchid? No, that wasn't Bob from Valley Forge. That was Tucker, 4748. Bob says, you know, Gina Gannon does traffic on 6ABC here.
Yeah, she's
on TV.
Yeah.
Great girl.
It's so funny. Okay, we found a video of her from like almost 10 years ago where she still had her accent.
That Philly accent.
And she took elocution classes very much like Tony did back in the day to get rid of it so that she would be more
marketable.
Marketable. Thank you. That's
now, how about if I do like after I play golf tomorrow and I dazzle the entire crowd, I go on QVC with my own Tony Bruno ball washing towels. I'll bring on your own towels because you have to wash your own balls now. You can't touch anybody else's ball.
Right.
Now, what happens if I'm standing there and I'm tending and Harry chips one in and I'm tending the flag? Mm-hmm. Can I reach in and if he chips
the ball out?
No. Only I can touch my ball. You cannot tend the flag.
So you have to pull the flag?
The flag is untendable.
It's either pulled or it stays in.
Well, keep the flag in because then you get a break if you hit the flag on a putt. Mm-hmm. They'll just give it to you anyway. You want as much help as you can get on the green, trust me.
Not me.
Now, Eitan, we want to know, was this new job that you can't talk about yet, is this the interview that you had last week?
The interview
we were trying to get you on the show and you were doing an interview.
Oh, no. That I was actually being interviewed, sorry.
I was going to say, is that for job number 7?
No, we have breaking news. It is a final now, Harry. We would like to thank Nick Cale and the Nashville Predators, Pekka Rinne and everybody else. They have been eliminated.
Wow.
In a stunning upset. How about that? Who did you have, Eitan?
I did not have Nashville losing in this series, I can tell you that. But at this point, it was hard to go against them. But that is a surprise.
That was the 6-11 matchup, the 11 seed wins. Yeah.
I had a good 7-11 matchup last night with this chick. She looked hot at first, but then you get closer and you don't know what happens when you go in there to get a hot dog late at night and they only have a couple of those, you know,
things
ones
spinning on that.
Yeah, they're like petrified. Yeah. Like,
they're gross.
They're gross, man. Yeah. But you got
to. Do you ever try the bacon cheeseburger petrified hot dog that they serve there?
No.
It's basically, instead of a hot dog, it's a bacon cheeseburger that's been formed out of a tube to have the same actual shape as a hot dog.
But there's no better place to buy things rolling around on those grills than when you're driving down on 95, going down to Atlanta, 85 and 95, in those gigantic truck stops.
Oh, yeah. TA?
Yeah.
Stuckies?
No,
the truck stops.
The big truck stops, like the TA.
And they have showers in there for the truckers.
And the Loves.
Loves. And they literally have a grill that goes across the entire room, and they've got every conceivable hot dog, sausage, brat.
The owner of the Cleveland Browns owns all those.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Here's a little weird Tony Bruno-ism. He is very particular about what he eats.
Yes.
Like, there's certain things that he just will not touch. Like,
well,
he
won't eat tuna salad.
He won't eat tuna salad. Anything like cold meats.
Now, there's not
going to
be any, like, cold salads or chicken salad or tuna salad or any kind of, like,
well,
smelly onion
salad.
Stuff.
It'll be there, but you won't eat it.
But weirdly enough, those rotating hot dogs totally appeal to him.
They're disgusting.
No, not when they're rolling, not when they're sitting on a 7-Eleven for 12 hours. I'm talking about when you go in and the whole grill is freshly lined and you pick out that nice one that's just perfectly, you know, has that nice look on it.
Look at him.
Are you talking about the gas station still? These still hot dogs
they're
still,
when they're selling them like by the thousands, you know they're fresh.
Wow.
I'm not talking about going into a 7-Eleven at 2 a.m. when you're wasted and you're in there and there's a couple of really nasty.
That's the only time I go into a 7-Eleven.
Dude,
get a burrito. At Gettysburg. Yeah. There were two options in college for us. There was this diner, which, you know, you sit down for a diner. That's a commitment.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Or it was 7-Eleven.
Right.
And you go to a 7-Eleven at 2 a.m. on a Friday night in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
You know, 2,500 kids, and there's nowhere else to go if you're drunk or stoned.
Right.
So that place looked ravaged. It looked like a tornado or a riot hit it, one or the other.
It's the same in Shippensburg. They had a Sheetz and they had a McDonald's.
Oh, we didn't even have a Sheetz. You had
Sheetz
to drive to
Oh, my God. I ended up dating the girl that worked the McDonald's drive-thru.
What?
She was a smoking redhead.
Did she slip you a couple extra?
I used to get free breakfast sandwiches every now and then.
Did you get free Monopoly pieces? Otherwise, the date wasn't worth it.
No, I did not.
Great question.
By the way, the game-winning goal in overtime for your Arizona Coyotes, Brad Richardson. And that one came at 5:27 in overtime, and the Arizona Coyotes defeat and eliminate the Nashville Predator.
Man.
Unbelievable.
What a shame.
How?
That's a great city, too. Were really warming up. You know, Nashville's a great city, man.
Absolutely.
And they were warming up to that team last couple of years, and that's a terrible loss. Do you think anybody in Arizona even knows that they won?
Let's check. I think
Flagstaff, maybe.
I think once the haboob's clear in Arizona through the desert, they will realize that that's what Wile E. Coyote used to do, remember? Mm-hmm. In the desert, he would spin
create a haboob.
Make a little hurricane.
That was the Tasmanian Devil.
That Tasmanian Devil. That's right, Robin. He lives in Arizona,
Did you say that word, or has that been removed? Haboob.
What? Haboob, no. That is a official
meteorological
term.
And by the way, this is what they get for firing Lavi, Harry. They fired Lavi early in the season. And then look what happened, Harry.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
Now, Eitan, I have a question. What prompted the full shave?
The beard was getting a little long, and I've been wearing a hat a lot because I'm out playing golf. And this is normally how I keep my head. It's just the beard was a little long, so I shaved it. It's still hot out. You know, you're playing golf all these times, it's tough carrying around a bag around your face.
I don't know. I'm going to grow mine. I'm going ZZ Top.
Yeah.
That's my goal now, to go full ZZ Top beard.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put a rubber band.
That way, I wish.
I'm going to put a rubber band at the end,
like
Captain
Lou.
Yes.
I didn't want to look. I didn't want to look like a total mess yesterday, so that's why I shaved.
Am I acceptable to go out to an exclusive country club?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
It's
with
a working
bands
man's
in your
club,
goatee?
Tony.
Probably not. No.
All right, Eitan, I got to get your thoughts on the NBA bubble thus far.
I'm enjoying it. You know, I think that it's fun to watch the Sixers just completely melt down. And
do you think Brett Brown survives now that Ben Simmons is hurt?
Survives what? There's nothing left to survive. I mean, at this point, they're rubble. There's not even a building left or anything.
Does he get fired? Or do they give him a reprieve because Ben gets hurt?
No, I think at this point, if I'm the team, if anybody had any stones on them, and I don't care what they look like, gender, anything, like stones is applicable to every single human being on this planet. If anybody had a set of stones on them anywhere on their body, they would come in and they would fire the general manager. They would fire the head coach. They would bring in a head coach and say, look, if you can't make this work with Simmons and Embiid in one season, then you need to come back and tell us how to move on. Nobody in this front office has any idea how to maneuver up and down the NBA as far as acquisition and as far as signing talent. They need a real major check right now, like one of those self-evaluations.
Wait a minute. What about the process? You've given up on trusting the process?
No. That's a different thing. Brian Colangelo was the bridge to go from the process to whatever the hell the perversion of the final product is now. I'm saying, what's okay? Here would be a hypothetical, Tony, to answer your question. It's a complete hypothetical. Let's say that they fire Elton Brand, they fire Stan, they fire Brett Brown, they bring in a name to be the general manager, they hire Stan Van Gundy as the coach, but they also make him somewhat of a GM.
I don't want Stan Van
Gundy
here. I'd rather have Ron Jeremy, who looked like, who was the actual, the original Stan Van Gundy was Ron Jeremy.
I think he's in a little trouble, though.
Yes, he is. That's why they can't hire him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he's off limits. That might show up on the job interview, you know. But here's the thing. You give him a year, and then you come back, and you say, what happened? Can you make Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid work? And when, because not if, but when he comes back and says, no, I can't make it work, then you have to move on from one of the two. I'd personally move on from Simmons, but you have to move on. They're not going to do it at the end of this year. We know that. Yeah. They're going to have to bring in a new head coach. I would fire everybody and bring in a fresh set of eyes, personally. This season's been a disgrace. Disgrace.
They're great at home, but then, you know, the excuse that there's no home team down in the bubble. And the Simmons injury was bizarre. It was one of those bizarre injuries where he there was no contact. There wasn't even any kind of like abrupt movement. It's one of those freak injuries.
Exactly. He had the same injury, a freak injury. Remember, I think we were all on the same station when it happened, when he had that freak injury the first time around, right? And everybody's saying, oh, it's a freak injury. It's a, you know, he's not injury prone. You got a couple of freaks lined up. It's no longer 42nd Street in Manhattan at 3 a.m. and adds up to an actual injury list.
Now, you're right about that. And again, I'm not a hater of these guys. I'm a Philly fan. I like grew
up watching
the Sixers.
Doesn't have to be a hater.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you're a hater. I'm saying that the fact that there are so – this is the only team in Philadelphia that gets more passes than any other organization. The Sixers have so many fanboys who have podcasts and shows dedicated to the Sixers, and God bless them, I don't care how many there are, but who just simply refuse to acknowledge that, you know, Embiid is the guy who is supposed to be hurt all the time, and he's not. He just has to have, you know, the load management. And Simmons has been hurt, and he still can't shoot a jump shot. And then people keep thinking that this team's an NBA championship team.
It's not even a second-round team right now. You mentioned how great they were at home this year, and they still finished as a sixth seed. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. They had the best home record, the best home court advantage by a mile, and they still finished as a sixth seed heading into this restart. It doesn't compute. The way in which they underachieved, and to make matters worse, just to give you the final thoughts on this, to make matters worse, Boston came into this season, probably should have finished around where Indiana and Philadelphia are now, and they overachieved to get to that part. It's maddening to watch this.
Yeah, Boston 45-23 on the season. Sacramento, San Antonio, by the way, beat Utah today, and we mentioned that Memphis is finally
wig.
San Antonio won 119-111, an 8-point victory if you're scoring at home or if you're betting at home.
Eitan had the under.
What was the
over-under?
No, I think
I took him at 8. I think I took him at 8.5. Damn it.
Oh, that's a bad
that's got
check.
Killed by the hook, man.
How about my guy Jason Day, Eitan?
I took him.
Did you take him?
I took him as soon as you said Jason Day on my show Wednesday, I punched the bet in at DraftKings, and I had an argument with my good buddy, Ed D, here in this area, and we were on the course, and he was saying how, you know, Tiger this, Tiger that. I said, nope, I can't trust the back. I can't trust the back. And he said, all right, well, who do you like? I said, well, a little birdie told me Jason Day. And
well,
then
he's got
all
a back
over
problem.
Me about Jason Day. Well, that's what he said. He said, you hypocrite.
Yeah.
But here it is. Day's back's holding up, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, but see, the problem is Tiger wasn't 35-1.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, but
right.
You guys
exactly
slapped on Ho Tong Lee, the man that I predicted would win this whole thing just a few short hours ago. Shoot 65 and round
you
two.
You thought his name was Lee Ho Tong 20 minutes ago. What are you talking about?
I know a guy named Lee Ho Tong, and it was the wrong guy. 65 today, and Jason Day. So Ho Tong Lee or Lee Ho Tong, whatever you want to call him.
Joke.
Or Stagger Lee. -8, and Jason Day is in the clubhouse, one behind at -7 if you're scoring at home. And don't sleep on Tommy Fleetwood either. Or Fleetwood Mac later on. He'll be playing a whole block.
Fairway Jesus.
Fairway Jesus is right.
That's right.
I'll show you how pathetic I was. I was watching this European championship, and I saw Jimenez out there with the ponytail on.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome, but the rest of the guys in that event, they were like hitting it into the weeds, and it was like watching hackers, or like watching me play.
That's where Lee Westwood is, in case you were looking for him right now.
Right.
It was a preview for what you will be experiencing tomorrow, Harry.
Dude.
Now, are you
Paul Casey's
this
minus
or are you
five.
Walking this?
I'm walking. Are we doing cards? What's the routine, Harry?
You're going to walk? You're
no,
carrying your bag then.
No, I'm not walking.
Yeah, because there's
no
caddy. Well, you could get a push cart.
I don't want a push cart. Listen, I'm on medication.
Yeah, I know.
This is my first effort out there.
You brought it up. I would suggest a cart.
We play winter rules? I got to go back to that.
You can play whatever season rules you want.
Okay. Are we playing coronavirus rules, Harry? Yeah.
No,
pandemic
we're
rules?
Playing Corona Bros.
Corona Bros, rules. Dude.
I am a second away from hitting this Kings over the Nets first quarter bet, by the way. Just so you know, this could be breaking news.
Is this
news
breaking
here.
News? I can't
if
believe
it hits. If it hits,
you're betting.
It's just 1 second quarters. On the clock.
I can't believe you're betting first quarters in meaningless NBA bubble games.
Oh, well, I tell you. Oh, and yes, it did come through. Well, here's the reason, because Brooklyn, and it's just the games that they came off of the last night. Brooklyn needed this whole thing and momentum and all. So, yeah, you're right. It's a degenerate bet, but it paid off.
Destros,
especially now that it makes up because of that stupid hook that I lost by.
Destros exactly. Fan on the Twitch stream says Eitan's more entertaining when he's wandering around his backyard.
Come on, this has been riveting golf, basketball.
They don't like the fake backdrop.
I like the fake backdrop.
I do.
I want to be there.
I like it.
Well, what do you want, man? You want me to lift the green screen up? I don't even know what's behind me here.
Now,
no, that's just your wall.
Wing and Diddles on the Twitch stream says Harry goes to Pump Town in Royersford for the hot dogs.
I've been there.
Pump Town.
Yeah, to Pump Town.
I'm now, going there. I'm going
like
there tomorrow
special
night.
Special hot dogs, the peanut butter and jelly hot dogs, and stuff like that.
No, they're just basic.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're good.
There was a place I used to live up in Elmsford, New York, and there was a place not too far, Dobbs Ferry. I'm sure you're familiar
with the area.
I've heard of it. Dobbs, and it was not many restaurants, but they had this hot dog shack, and you could go in there, and they would put chocolate, peanut butter, all of the disgusting things you can think of up on a hot dog. Sometimes they give you it all at once. Mm. It was terrible.
Not Lou Dobbs Ferry.
No, not that one, no.
Well, no, you never know. It could have been named after Lou before he – didn't he have a breakdown?
Who was the pinch hitter for the Phillies, Dobbs? What was his first name?
Oh, that's Greg Dobbs.
Greg Dobbs.
The great Greg Dobbs, Greg Dobbs right there, man. By the way – now, Dean, of course, who I played golf with, he says, Harry, you better count Bruno's clubs in the bag at the first hole. You can assess it. You can assess a two-straight penalty right out of the gate. This isn't a bad – this is – we're going to go to Thailand afterwards. I heard that's a new club
right?
up there.
Oh,
yeah,
there
in
is?
Montgomery County.
Okay.
Yeah. After Donald Trump's Thailand instead of Thailand comments yesterday. Thailand's not a bad place, Harry. When the milky white inner thighs.
I'm a big fan of Thailand.
I'm a big fan of Thailand, too.
Is that off 611 in Horsham?
Yeah, right across from the Naval Air Base.
That's Louis D's Double Visions. The original
Double
Louis
Vision. That's
right. Great Louis D's knowledge, right? I know I hosted a night there doing rigatoni wrestling one night.
Is that right?
I actually hosted a
Double Visions?
Yes, at Louis D's Double Visions rigatoni wrestling. Women in a vat of rigatoni.
Right.
And so they thought of who's the best Italian to go out there.
Right.
And unfortunately, during the event, which I did live on WCAU back in the day, I recorded it and played it back the next day, there was an illegal linguine that appeared inside the vat.
Is that
and
right?
So I had to call it off right there and call it a push.
So the fix was in.
The fix was in. There was a
couldn't
linguine
give a two-stroke
in the
penalty?
Exactly.
You know, there used to be a Visions, a Double Visions, and a Triple
exactly
Visions.
Exactly right, Harry. Yeah. Right now, I got a little Triple Vision going between the medication and the Tito's, Harry.
Right.
Well, did you guys bring up that Tito's debacle that happened down in Texas?
No, what happened?
What, in Austin, Texas?
Yes, so like
wait, is this breaking news?
Yeah, so Tito's, now, it's not Tito's fault, it's idiot's fault, but like in Pennsylvania, you can't buy hard liquor at a supermarket. It has to be at a liquor store.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So Tito's has created these big bottles of hand cleanser that are in the same shape as the Tito's vodka bottle.
I saw that.
And you can, okay, so you walk, and they did this huge giveaway with the Astros at Minute Maid Park, outside of the park, of course, because nobody's allowed in. And they have them throughout the shelves at these supermarkets. So you had idiots who thought that they were serving and then selling alcohol.
And they drank
it? So they thought, exactly. Oh. And now they complained to Tito's, and Tito's had to issue a statement and put a disclaimer on the bottle that says, do not drink.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. This is where we are right now.
It's an outrage.
Can you imagine?
Scrapple Joe on the Twitch stream says, can we get Eitan to say rap is rap for all
time?
That wasn't Eitan. That was Schwartzman.
That was Dan, who, by the way, Dan Schwartzman was going back and forth with me on the DMs last week. Checking in to see how we're doing, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't starting a beef or anything, was
he? No, I love the Schwartz.
Well, he had a beef with Eitan.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You guys had a beef?
We're okay.
You're all right.
Well,
now?
Yeah, this whole thing that happened at NBC Sports Radio, which is no longer around anymore.
Right.
So. Yeah, they got rid of everybody so they could build this Peacock network.
Mm-hmm.
They gassed all of everybody at the stinking NBC Sports.
Did you see Sealski's article today?
I did.
No, I did not.
Daily News?
Yeah.
Scathing.
Yeah, he crushed him.
Oh, my God. He let off a semi-automatic, and I don't think he missed one bullet. It was amazing.
And you can hear Eitan on Sports Map Radio every weekday from 11 a. to 1 p. Eastern time.
Exactly right. And
follow him on Twitter, at Shander Show.
Harry's become Eitan Shander's official agent now.
Well, he takes time out of his day to come on the show.
I always give him love, man.
And Harry comes on my show, so we reciprocate. We tell everybody to listen to your shows and all.
Right.
Exactly, man. Now we got to go out and play golf, Eitan. I'm ready. I think I'm ready to jump back in. I'm going to try to get my card. Not my medical marijuana card. I know you got your card.
I think I'm going to be at the dispensary today. There was about 15 people waiting outside, waiting to get in. There's just no way in hell I'm going to be able to get into that thing anytime soon.
That's why you need to get the card that allows you to grow your own.
Exactly. Anyway, we got to run, man. We're up against
that's
it.
That's all I need.
We're up against it, Eitan. We'll talk to you soon, brother. There he is, Eitan Shander at Shander Show. Meanwhile, Rothstein's head's exploding now over there. He's visibly shaking.
He's like a program director.
He really is. He's starting to get me pissed off. He's like that other guy that goes, the guy who says things like, oh, I mean, it's going to break. Up against it.
Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hurt at work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help.
that care and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Winding down another week of excellent broadcasting, and even some... I don't think we really missed a beat, even though I've been under the weather, sort of. I've heavy medicated.
You're better today.
Yeah. Yesterday was the closest anybody has ever seen you as not being quite...
Ready to opt out?
200%.
Yeah.
No, but today I was actually... I got to a point where I actually walked out and took a walk, Harry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't focus. I was so messed. Seriously, I had nothing down on my show sheet, and I said, I got to go out. So I took a walk. I went to Popeye's. I got myself a chicken sandwich. I ate it on the sidewalk with
Did you get the spicy one?
No, I don't get the spicy. Oh, I can't eat spicy.
He can't do spicy.
Can't do it?
I had the spicy last week, man.
Yeah, that is it's the only one I've had.
I can't deal with it. It's too hot. I can't deal with spices well. My system doesn't handle it. It's not that I hate spices.
It's not that spicy.
We have breaking news. We have a call from Jacques Strapper on the Strapper.
Oh, no way.
Jacques Strapper. Jacques Strapper, who's formerly with the Nashville Predators, about to be outrighted after they lose to the Arizona Coyotes. Let's go to the tape.
Strapper line. Anthony, Robin, Mess, and the Tikach guy. This is Jacques Strapper calling to tell you the score for the yesterday NHL. The new NHL correspondent, number one. The Vancouver Canucks, a beatdown on the Minnesota Wild, 3-0. Yesterday, also the Flyers take over and control the Washington Capitals, 3-1. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the defending Stanley Cup champion, the St. Louis Blues, 6-4. The Montreal Maple Leaf in an overtime loss to the Columbus Blue Jacket. And last but not least, the Calgary Flame also for the beatdown on the Winnipeg Jet. Tune in on Monday for the scores from the weekend. And Robin, this is for you. Adios. I'm French. Never mind.
That guy is phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
You know, I put the call out for that 2 days ago, and he has delivered two great calls.
And he did the
I mean, I think he should just do like a hockey scoreboard every call.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
That was great.
I don't know who you are, but you are awesome.
I know who it is. I think Harry knows who
you
it is.
You do?
I know who it is, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
Don't out it on the show.
Okay. No, don't out. Are we gonna dox this guy? Strapper.
That's not your buddy, Harry, is it?
No, it's not. I don't recognize
That's
the phone
number.
That's
not Jeff
in
D.C.
No.
I don't recognize the phone number either. No. It is Jacques Strapper, as far as we know.
Filipino-French guy.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't get any better
C'est
than
très
that.
Bon, très bon.
Oui. You know who the Penguins had in net today, right, to try to save the season? Tristan Jarry. From Jarry Park back in Montreal days.
Oh, yeah. I remember that stadium.
Remember Jarry Park?
Yeah, before
and
the
Olympics.
That
stadium. Series, can you put it on, Rob? It's still scoreless. Penguins fighting for their playoff life, Harry. We've already mentioned the Islanders eliminated Florida. And, of course, Arizona eliminated Nashville 4-3. You got elimination games tonight. You got Edmonton and Chicago. Edmonton up against it. Toronto and the Columbus Blue Jackets. That could finish tonight if Columbus wins. And Vancouver, Minnesota tonight, Harry. How about that? And it's still scoreless. They're in the third period now, first couple of minutes in. And this one, the Montreal Canadiens. How about that, Harry?
Yeah.
12 seed against the 5. Pittsburgh playing to save their season. And NASCAR, of course, had Jacques Debris. He will not be running this weekend, though.
We got not a horse race Jacques, this weekend, too.
Jacques Strapper. It's Jacques de what?
Yeah, Jacques Strapper may get his own segment once we get deeper into the playoffs, Harry.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Totally.
Phenomenal is right. We want to thank everybody. Another great week. Thank you all so much. John McMullen today, Scott Hastings, Eitan Shanahan. How great is Scott, though, as our NBA Denver Nuggets? Guys played the game.
He's our Rocky Mountain
He really is. So we got a Chicago correspondent. We got a Southern correspondent. Now we got a Rocky Mountain correspondent, Harry. And we got plenty of West Coast correspondents.
Chip Snapper, too.
And Chip Snapper today from the Tap Room.
Oh.
Last minute Chip Snapper.
Got a podcast that.
Oh, my gosh, phenomenal.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. God bless America. It's still the greatest country on earth. We'll see you, buddy. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.